Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Wisconsin Parkinson Association's podcast. I'm Jeremy Oddy, Director of Outreach and Education for the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. WPA provides hope, community, support, and resources for people with Parkinson's and their loved ones. With this podcast, we are here to provide you with information on WPA, share information on Parkinson's disease, and introduce you to people in our community who are impacted by Parkinson's. Our guest today is Carol Mueller, easy for me to say, parish nurse at St. Edward and Isidore Parish in Suamico, just outside of Green Bay, as well as a support group facilitator. Carol and I are going to discuss how she became a facilitator, how her support group functions, and the importance of being part of a community like a support group, especially for someone with Parkinson's. Welcome, Carol. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. You want to give us a little background about yourself and how you got involved with the WPA and the Parkinson's Support Group?
Sure. Like you said, Jeremy, I'm a parish nurse at St. Edward and Isidore up in Green Bay, and I've been doing this ministry here for about 14 years now, and I form my ministry around the needs and wants of the parishioners. And the support group started in my area just by a man that came up to me at one time during the summer. He was just diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and he was a strong-willed man, and he asked me if he could start a Parkinson's disease support group in our area. I told him I am not an expert on the disease, and he kind of laughed. He said, "You don't need to be. We'll learn together." So how could I say no to that? And I listened to him, and we decided to start the group then, meetings starting in November of 2012.
Now, is that guy still involved with the group, or are you soloing it now?
Oh, it was kind of ironic here. I was hesitant to start the group, and... but he really encouraged me. We got the word out through his neurologist's office, and I shared in our parish bulletin and the area parishes, and we ended up getting quite a few people to come to our meetings, and it was really working out. We started showing YouTube videos, and so I was learning more and more. And then May of 2013, he got a call that his son-in-law was in a serious accident, and by July, they were moving to Michigan, and there I was, left with the support group all by myself, and it was kind of scary because I didn't know exactly how I would carry it forward. But then a friend of mine, Mary Beth, introduced me to you, actually, Jeremy. We met for lunch and learned about the WPA, and I cannot say how much that meeting was so helpful to me and how much I appreciated, because I no longer felt alone.
Well, and that's great to hear. I remember the lunch well. It was a very good cheeseburger, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was.
So we met then, we kind of talked, and you got your group, you kind of have been running now for quite a while. Can you kind of give people an overview of what your meeting looks like? What's the structure? What do you try to accomplish in the time of your meeting?
Sure. Well, our group usually meets the fourth Wednesday of every month at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. here at St. Edward and Isidore. We usually... greet people with just warm welcome, and we get new people at different times at each meeting, and we start with coffee, water, and sometimes food at our meetings just to socialize for the first few minutes. Then we begin each meeting with a prayer, and that I just invite everyone to join in if they wish. And it just helps us to center ourselves and to open our hearts to new ideas and information. We usually have a speaker almost every other meeting. our group is very close to one another, so they like to share a lot. So sharing is a very important part of our meetings. And we have between 15 to 20 people at our meetings. It varies each month, but we're pretty consistent with that number. So it is a nice small group, but big enough to get a lot of ideas flowing throughout and experiences and wisdom. And we try to have various speakers from the area. When I say we have it every other month, we have ones that come and give dance demonstrations or fall prevention information by the ADRC. We take a field trip every once in a while. We're going to Options for Independent Living next month. So we just really have a variety. And at the beginning of the year, which I call is usually end of May, we start brainstorming on the interest of the group of the speakers to come. So it's nice to get their input. It's not all about me. It's what they want. And then we communicate via email a lot in between the meetings if there's any important information to get out. And we always end our meetings on a positive note. I want them to leave upbeat and with good thoughts.
Sounds pretty comprehensive. I love the idea of a little decompression time before, having the speaker talking afterwards, leaving on a good note. Sounds like a lot of really positive things. Now, you said you're doing a field trip coming up to the Options for Independent. Can you want to talk about what that is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We just meet at the Options for Independent Living that is in Green Bay, and our members meet there. They have their own transportation. Some of them may carpool together from our parish, but they meet there, and then we get to learn about the technology that can help them in their homes. If they need to have handrails put up in their bathrooms, if they need to have medication dispensers in their homes for reminders for their medicine, because several people with Parkinson's, we found out, I believe it's almost 50%, have some sort of dementia. So we look at those needs as well as the needs of just making things easily accessible to their needs and desires to keep them safe in their homes. So that's what we're looking at, all their equipment.
Sounds good. Now, the reason I asked about the field trip is whenever somebody calls our office, I always recommend a call the facilitator beforehand, just in case they're not at the normal site. Mm-hmm. I don't want you showing up at the church and nobody's there. So if I'm a new attendee and I call you, what are the things we're going to talk about before I come to that first meeting?
I appreciate that you tell people that, because we do have a variety of a change in schedule at times, so that is really great. When someone calls me, I like to talk to them about when they were diagnosed, what age they are, if our support group is appropriate for them, and I make them feel welcome to come and just get an idea of what our group is like, and then they can see if it's the right fit for them. And our group seems to be very welcoming. We've never made people feel like they're intruding or not part of the group. They're very good at opening up and welcoming. So I've heard that comment many times for new members that come to the group. So I always want them to feel welcome and comfortable.
And that's great. It's hard to come into a group that's been together for a long time, so being welcoming hopefully helps them to keep coming back. One of the things I was going to ask you, you know, I know in the time you and I have worked together, your group continues, you know, you lose a few members, it grows here and there. Mm-hmm. What do you do to really promote and keep the group growing and active the way you do?
Mm-hmm. And that is so true. We do lose some members along the way. They have different avenues that they want to go, or different support groups, or they move to a different area like Bob did. But we just promote our group by having it on our website, at the church website, the bulletin. The WPA has it on their website, like you were saying. You share with others, and I share with other local parishes. And many of the members just really share with friends they know, or recent diagnoses of their neighborhood or friends. So they encourage them to come and learn and be a part of the group. They realize how important it is. And we really support in the Green Bay area all three support groups. There's one on the east side at Aurora. There's a support group at the ADRC in the center downtown of Green Bay, and now ours is on the northwest side. So we really work together and tell people where the other groups are as well, so it may be easier for the location-wise to go to a different group if they prefer. But we draw from the west side, Pulaski, the Marinette area. We have a wide variety of people that come to us, and they just tell others about it. And we have people, I wanted to say too, we have some people that come back after their loved one has passed. I have a wonderful caregiver that continues to be part of the group, and she occasionally takes the caregivers into another room while I stay with the people with Parkinson's that have been diagnosed with the disease. We each have a set of questions to facilitate conversation with each other, and that's really helpful.
That's a great thing. I know other groups do that on occasion. What kind of feedback do you get from the caregivers? Because I think a lot of times you have a speaker come in talking specifically about Parkinson's, the caregivers don't have time to interact. Mm-hmm. So by pulling them away and having them just talk together for an hour, hour and a half, what kind of feedback have you had from them on that?
They really like that. They feel a little more open to share if their loved one isn't right next to them. We most of the time we're together, and they're rather open, but I know I get good feedback by separating every once in a while, at least once or twice a year we do that. And that just helps them really to vent and to relate to one another totally in the same room. And I really think it's a good idea to do on occasion.
Well, it's excellent to provide them that safe space where they can talk with one another, mm-hmm. Discuss, like
right.
You said, vent. You can talk about frustrations, or, you know, mm-hmm. if they've learned something new is going on at home, they've learned a way around it, they can share that with the rest of the group. So I'm sure that's really a worthwhile meeting for each and every one of them who attend that.
Right, right. And I think you want people to feel like it is worth coming to these meetings and getting something out of it. But they really feel good when they are able to share what's going on in their own lives. That's just very important to them. And I don't want anyone to leave feeling that they didn't get something out of it.
Absolutely. Well, in addition mm-hmm. to your support group, mm-hmm. I know I see you at a lot of our programs, and we do programs in Northeast Wisconsin. You come to the statewide symposium. Can you share mm-hmm. a little bit about how you encourage people within your groups to educate themselves about Parkinson's, or as we just talked about, caregiving issues?
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure encourage our group to come to the annual symposium. We make it just part of our schedule to have that to come to that in June. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful event. I've learned so much myself through that, and I encourage the members to come along. And the local one here in Green Bay in September that's hosted by the WPA and Aurora is just phenomenal as well. So I encourage them to stay educated by going to these symposiums. And then also to come to a support group, that whichever one they feel comfortable with, because you learn so much from each other, and there's so much knowledge and wisdom, and that just coming to those events, you leave motivated. And number one thing that you want to be motivated about, too, is to exercise, and how important it is with this disease is to exercise. And when you get that education and that knowledge, the reasoning behind it, you will be more motivated to do that and to take care of yourself and not, be depressed about it. You want to know what you can do about it. And I work closely with the ADRC, so they bring in classes so the group can get educated through the ADRC's programs. And the ADRC, just so everyone knows, that's the Aging and Disabilities Resource Center, and that is in all communities, and they're wonderful to work with. And then they do the Care for Caregivers class in the community, and I also host them at our parish.
So what I'm hearing, I mean, the Parkinson's education programs are great, the support group's great, but I think you're touching on something that I think people overlook with support groups that it sounds like you do a great job with, Carol. It's touching on the non-Parkinson's education. What does the ADRC do? What does Options for Independent Living do? What are the caregiver resources? So it sounds like you're looking at the whole person, not just the Parkinson's disease with your support groups.
Right. And our parish has supported me the last couple years. We have actually put on a caregiver's Christmas party for the support groups, caregivers that, for the caregivers of the support group. I have two support groups here at church, but I have them all come, and they can bring their loved one if they choose to, but it is a night honoring them and making them feel special because of all they do for their loved one. And I do believe in taking care of the whole person, the whole group, the caregivers as well as the person with the Parkinson's disease.
That's awesome. It sounds, really offering a lot of different resources for people. I think that's phenomenal. And the caregiver's Christmas party, who doesn't like a party, right? So I think that's great.
That's right. Yeah. It's enjoyed by all.
I'm sure. It sounds like you enjoy it. I can hear the smile on your face as you talk about it, which I think is great.
Thank you.
No problem. I think I know your answer, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. If someone's on the fence and they're considering, should I or shouldn't I join a support group, what would you tell them?
Oh, I would say absolutely join one. Find the one that fits for you and join it. And maybe try a few different groups out there, like I said, to find the great fit. But absolutely be part of group. With this disease, it's so important to have support, and these groups can provide that. And you're never, ever alone, and there's always help. And I always tell our group, too, is to check out the Wisconsin Parkinson's Association website, and there's so many resources out there. So I would absolutely encourage people to join a support group if they have the disease.
Absolutely. And as we said, always call the facilitator first to make sure you know the meeting's going to be there. With Wisconsin winters, we never know if a December, January, or February meeting's going to happen, so it's always important to call ahead and find out.
Exactly. That is, we are in Wisconsin, so the weather is definitely a big factor.
Yes. I was going to ask, you talked about the education programs. This is kind of maybe a tongue-in-cheek question, but how excited are you and the group that the symposium this year is going to be in Appleton, which is much closer for you guys for the drive that Friday morning?
We are so thrilled about that. It is great. I can't wait to have everyone be there. There's no reason why I can't get, majority of our group there, and and to pull in other people from the community that may have no idea that the group is even here, that I'm going to advertise it in or promote it in different parish bulletins and mailings, and I hope we get just a fabulous turnout in the area to promote this.
Well, we're very excited to try it in a new area. We're excited that because of doing it in Fox Valley, we know we have phenomenal support mm-hmm. groups in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and everywhere in between. So we're excited.
That's good.
As we're wrapping up, I think a couple of questions that people may ask. Where is Suamico located?
Suamico is on the northwest side of Green Bay, and it is between Howard and Pulaski, if anyone knows where those areas are. But we are in the country close to the new zoo, and it's just it's a really nice place. You feel like you're up north, we call it, but we're very close to all resources and a very vibrant community.
And I think it's important for people to not confuse Suamico with, isn't there Little Suamico really close by as well?
Yes, just north of us. Right.
Yeah, I made that mistake my first time, so that's why I put it out there. On our website, it's listed as Green Bay, but I'm sure it's important people know Suamico is just north of Green Bay. And then finally, you want to repeat, when does your group meet and location, just for anybody who is wrapping up going, hey, I want to go to this group, how do I get there?
Sure. No, that would be great. Our address here at St. Edward and Isidore is Green Bay. So we do have a Green Bay address, but it is in the Suamico area. We meet on the fourth Wednesday of the month, most months, so call ahead. But we meet at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at St. Edward and Isidore, 3667 Flintville Road, Green Bay, 54313. And the phone number here is 920-865-7844.
Perfect. So fourth Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. At St.
Yes.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. St. Edward and Isidore Parish. I've been to the group many times. It's a very comfortable group. I think you do a great job with leadership, Carol. So we appreciate all you do and for sharing your experience and your expertise today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for all your support. The WPA is awesome. I'm just so happy to be part of this, and I always feel comfortable calling you, so I really thank you for that, too.
Well, thank you. I'm going to wrap up and just say, Carol, thank you for your time today, sharing your knowledge and experiences. We hope for the listeners this helps you better understand support groups and how to become engaged with groups in your area. As Carol shared, you can get as much or as little as you want out of a group, and each group is different. Visit our website at wiparkinson.org to find support and exercise groups in your area. We are excited to tell you that there are currently over 200 groups listed there, so hopefully you can find one that you feel comfortable. Another way to find support is to attend the many educational programs offered by the Wisconsin Parkinson Association. Our 2020 calendar begins on March 6th in Milwaukee, and we will have programs across the state throughout the year. Watch for information in the next couple of weeks about the Renew Retreat on March 27th in Pewaukee, and again the June 19th Annual Parkinson's Disease Symposium, which will be in Appleton. All our programs are free to attend, so we encourage you to take this opportunity to join a community of people with Parkinson's and their loved ones. Thanks again to Carol for being our guest today, and thanks to you for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.